live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the COVID-19 incidence rate in Derry and Strabane remains the highest in the country at 235 per 100,000. 220 people have been diagnosed with the virus across the north over the past 24 hours. The second victim of a fatal crash in Creaslaw at the start of the month has died. Local property tax rates are to remain the same in Donegal, and the county's newest councillor says he will strive to continue the work of his father and brother. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, health officials will discuss enhanced contact tracing this week to try and work out where people picked up at COVID-19. The current system means if someone tests positive for COVID, they'll be asked where they've been in the 2 days before developing symptoms. If health officials can't pinpoint what setting the case is linked to, it's recorded as community transmission. That accounted for 60 of yesterday's 430 new infections, the highest daily increase since the end of April. Professor Sam McConkie says there's a lot that can be done locally.
We heard Stranorlar and Lifford have a lot of cases. That's where, you know, we need local teams of contact tracers asking, where have you been for the last 2 weeks? Going to those businesses and homes that the people have been in who've got COVID and asking, maybe you should do a deep clean. Here's the cleaning materials. Here's somebody can help you with the clean. Maybe all the people living in those homes and working in those businesses need to be on high alert for the fact that they might get COVID. And if any of them are close contacts, to stay self-isolated.
Well, there are further calls for an all-island approach to tackling COVID-19. 220 people have been diagnosed with the virus in Northern Ireland today. No new deaths have been reported. Meanwhile, there is particular concern around the Derry City and Strabane District Council area where the incidence rate continues to rise. 355 people have tested positive for the virus in the area over the past 7 days. The incidence rate in Derry and Strabane remains the highest in the country at 235 per 100,000. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley says there needs to be an all-island strategy for testing.
The virus does not recognise borders. Therefore, a strategy must be to suppress the virus on an all-island basis. Many people, of course, cross the border every day for essential reasons such as work and education. So only way we're able to deal with this virus is that we deliver a testing and tracing system on an all-island basis that is fit for purpose.
The government needs to look at targeted support for businesses in Donegal in light of the fact that level 3 restrictions are having a devastating impact on the local economy. That's according to the CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. The further restrictions are set to remain in place until October the 16th. Tony Forrester says if changes in the wage subsidy scheme are not reversed, jobs may be lost, with businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector being particularly affected.
I know some of the tourism businesses will struggle. Maybe, you know, the more rural ones and the ones that had lengthened the season. Falch Island had done all that work a few years ago to help people lengthen the season. I would just worry for some of them. Now, our Letterkenny hotels, some of them are still open, but some of them obviously have closed for the 3 weeks.
In terms of the initiative announced by the Taoiseach and the other supports available from government, there's ongoing debate about them. Is there sufficient there, or do you believe the government should be doing more to target businesses which are particularly feeling the pinch now because of Stage 3?
I think they're going to have to do more. They brought in the new wage subsidy scheme came into play, and it's going to have implications on cash flow. So if somebody's trying to keep someone on and subsidise their wages, we would be saying you need to go back to the levels we had during lockdown. And obviously the pandemic payment will be necessary again, but I think they need to look at targeted supports. I don't think we're going to have any choice but to do that.
Are you fearful that the difference in the wage subsidy scheme now compared to what it was a month ago could be the difference between a business reopening or staying closed?
It could probably be the difference between somebody being kept on or not. And yes, it could. In some businesses, we're hearing maybe we're up to maybe 60% capacity during the summer and are now down to nothing today. So how do you crawl that back in the sort of run-up to Christmas? That's a very tough time.
The second victim of a fatal crash in Creslaw at the start of this month has died. The collision occurred on Tuesday, September the 1st at around 9:30pm at Derry Art. 19-year-old Jamie Bonner from Dunloe was pronounced dead at the scene. Michael McGinley of Faymore Creslaw, a passenger, passed away yesterday at Letterkenny University Hospital. Local property tax rates are to remain the same in Donegal. At a meeting today, councillors accepted the recommendation of officials that the rate not be changed. This effectively means a 15% increase in the baseline introduced in 2020 will remain in place for 2021. A number of people had called for reductions during a recent public consultation, but officials pointed out that returning to the baseline would see income fall by over €1.6 million in 2021, while if the rate were decreased to 15%, below the baseline, income would fall to over €3.3 million. Cathaoirleach Councillor Rena Donoghue says the right decision was made.
I believe the right decision was made. We agreed to the local property tax for each resident will be the same as what they paid last year. And that means that we can draw down €1.7 million from the department for projects that we have. Each councillor has projects in their own area that they really want to see done. We have Greencastle Breakwater, you have Carrigarden Downing's Walkway, you have just some, there's loads and loads. There's something in probably every town and every village. We did not have the money to do that up until now because of the increase last year, and we didn't increase it from 2013 until 2019. We refused each year to increase the local property tax. We did increase it last year to allow us to get loans and to draw down that €1.7 million. So I believe the right decision was done today, and the majority of the council supported that today.
The message from management was very, very clear. If you don't do what we are asking you to do, we will be seriously short of money and won't be able to do these projects. Do you think the people will understand that?
I think the people will understand it, because the projects that need to be done are not going to be done unless we have the money to do it. And it's great to get the €1.7 million each year. It's not just €7 million this year, it'll be €1.7 million each year. Otherwise, the great projects that we all have lined up and want to see done, particularly there during COVID, we've got a chance to re-look at all these projects. And I think if that decision wasn't made today, we would have to do without those projects for the people of Donegal and the children and all of us.
The European Commission says there is an urgent need to move to a higher gear in discussions on the implementation of the Brexit withdrawal agreement. It follows the third meeting of the EU-UK Joint Committee. The discussions have been taking place despite the decision of the British government to introduce a law aimed at overriding a key element of a deal already struck with Brussels. The UK's internal market bill changes aspects of the Irish protocol, which is designed to avoid a hard border. Vice President of the European Commission, Mauro Sefcovic, says the British have not indicated their willingness to withdraw the measure.
For us, the full restoration of trust would happen in a case that the UK government would withdraw these contentious parts of the internal market bill. And I didn't get any indication from the Chancellor Gove that they are going to do that. Therefore, as I said, we are considering all legal options available to us.
Donegal's newest councillor says he will strive to continue the work of his father and brother. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly was co-opted onto the council today in place of his father Donal, who stood down over the summer. The seat had previously been held by Councillor Kelly's brother Manus, who tragically lost his life during last year's Donegal International Rally. He says today is a bittersweet day, but he will hit the ground running.
It's a bittersweet time. At the same time, I really look forward to taking on my brother's seat, Manus's, and now my father's, Donal Kelly. And I would just like to take this opportunity as well to congratulate my father on his time he served in Donegal County Council. I know it was under very difficult circumstances for him, but the work he done on the ground was second to none, and I would just like to congratulate him.
Well, both he and Manus have in a sense paved the way for you. Manus had laid out a very clear vision of what he wanted to achieve, and your father, Donal Senior, had outlined that he was going to follow that vision. You, I'm sure, have given the same commitment.
Yes, definitely. Well, when Manus first run, I worked very tight with him on his campaign, and the doors I went to, I could see a lot of questions that were asked, and work that people want done. No more than my father as well. We all put on a tight ship at the time, and I definitely I'm there now to work hard for the people of the Letterkenny Municipal District, and I hope I can fulfil them and definitely hit the ground running.
Mortgage payment breaks will not be extended beyond this Wednesday. The main retail banks will instead offer them on a case-by-case basis to customers. It follows a meeting between a number of government ministers and the CEOs of AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank, KBC and PTSB earlier. The measure was first introduced in March to ease the pressure on people whose jobs were affected by the pandemic. Brian Hay, CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation, has denied there's a cliff edge coming this Wednesday.
What's coming to an end in terms of the six-month break is a blanket basis. What we're now encouraged to do by our regulators is to do that assessment on a case-by-case basis. So we've got to have those conversations with people to make sure that there's a way out of this for people. And people shouldn't be frightened by that. Just because you become a non-performing loan doesn't mean you can't become a performing loan again.
House prices in regional towns are rising twice as much as prices in bigger towns and cities, according to the Real Estate Alliance. It indicates that house hunters are returning to their native counties as they take advantage of working from home. As a whole, Donegal registered the third highest average increase in the country. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The Real Estate Alliance says the trends reflect a flight to rural locations, with prices in smaller towns rising by almost 1% over the past 12 weeks. Looking at county figures as a whole, Donegal's average three-bedroom semi-price rose to €102,500. That's up 2.5%, the third highest rise in the country, surpassed only by Mayo at 4.2% and Limerick at 3%. REA says houses are taking an average of 3 weeks less to sell across the country, driven by a combination of low supply and highly motivated buyers, a shift in market behaviour they say the sector hasn't experienced in the past decade. They say much of this is driven by people leaving big cities and returning to their home areas, with broadband a key requirement for buyers, and good amenities and space becoming more important than transport links and commuting time.
This year's hashtag Love Donegal Day has reached millions of people across the globe. On September the 16th, scores of people took to social media to share their stories, pictures, videos and memories of why they love Donegal. Hashtag Love Donegal trended at number one on Twitter for 12 hours, reaching €17 million, according to latest figures. Gary Martin, Director of Economic Development with Donegal County Council, says since the initiative first launched in 2019, there has been a growing number of city dwellers and businesses looking to the county as a destination of choice.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with football. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says they'll have no chance of retaining their title if their defence isn't up to scratch. The current champions welcome Arsenal to Anfield tonight in their third fixture of the season. There are injury concerns for the Reds to deal with as goalkeeper Alisson and new signing Thiago face late fitness tests. Left-back Kieran Tierney could be available for the Gunners after returning from a groin injury. Klopp says his team's Premier League title defence will be built from the back.
I don't know if we can be better than last year. I don't know if we were last year better than the year before just because we had 2 points more or became champion. We are an offensive-orientated team, but without a very good defensive structure, you have absolutely no chance.
Meanwhile, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says he's only focused on tonight ahead of facing Liverpool twice in 4 days. They will clash again on Thursday in the fourth round of the League Cup. Arteta says it's a challenging week.
Let's try to get the best possible preparation against them, go there and most importantly have the belief that we can go there and win. And we all have to believe that we are capable of doing that.
Kick-off at Anfield tonight is at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 5:45, Fulham will be looking for their first points of the season when they host Aston Villa. Scott Parker's side have conceded 7 goals in their opening games. Villa got the better of Sheffield United a week ago in their season opener. Manchester City have reached an agreement with Benfica for defender Ruben Dias for €68 million. The Portuguese club have also confirmed Nicolas Otamendi is moving the opposite direction for a separate fee of €15 million. City, of course, lost 5-2 at home to Leicester in the Premier League yesterday. It was the first time as a manager Pep Guardiola has seen his side concede 5 goals. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland will wait to discover the extent of Johnny Evans' calf injury less than 2 weeks out from the rescheduled Euro 2020 playoff. Evans hobbled off in the 80th minute of Leicester's victory against City yesterday. Northern Ireland will face Bosnia in the Euro playoff semi-final on the 8th of October, with the winner, of course, facing either the Republic of Ireland or Slovakia on the 12th of November for a place in the finals. In the League of Ireland Premier Division, the battle at the bottom continued last night, where Finn Harps and Cork City shared the points in a one-all draw at Finn Park. The result means Harps stay 1 point above bottom place Cork. Next up for the Finn Park outfit is Dundalk this coming Sunday, and then the league leader Shamrock Rovers. Here's Harps assistant manager Paul Hegarty.
Like, we'll go to Dundalk next week and we won't be sitting in. We'll be going to try and win the game, because I don't think we have any choice at this stage, you know. If you sit in and you lose 1-0, more victories are no good at this stage this season, you know, but we'll go and have a go next week and we'll see where it takes us.
To Gaelic games, the 2020 Derry Senior Football Final will be contested between Slochneil and Mara Felt after both won their respective semi-finals over the weekend. Slochneil hammered Ballanderry 3-15-1-5, while Mara Felt came through a tighter encounter against the Loop. Martin McHugh says it's a toss of the coin between these two sides.
The two top teams definitely in Derry, and people in Derry tell you that. Two different styles. You feel that you know, looking at Slochneil first, they've definitely got the mojo back. They've missed out this last two years in Derry and they'll be disappointed, but they have the mojo back. And they've got Gavin Devlin from Tyrone, the Tyrone trainer, in doing the coaching with Paul Bradley. And they, as I said, they've got this mojo back. And Chrissy McCaig's back playing really, really well for them. They've Shane McGuigan, who they're very, very excited about in Derry, as the top forward, one of the top forwards they're saying there in the country. And he's been double marked at times, and that's leaving space for Brian Casty and Christopher Bradley in the full forward lane, and they're making hay with that situation. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And we're looking at Mara Felt. They go fairly defensive. They're very well organised. They play the exact same way with a very strong defence every day they go out. They have a very good goalkeeper, the Derry goalie, and Owen Lynch. And they've Shane Hevern up front, who does the score on his left foot, and he's a very accurate player. So, really looking forward to it. It's a toss of a coin, and I would just maybe say Slochneil are back.
That final in Derry will take place this coming Sunday in Ballaghy, throwing in at 4:30. The COVID restrictions have seriously hit Ulster GAA. Chief Executive Brian McAvoy says the organisation has lost over £2 million because of the COVID-19 restrictions. Most of the Ulster GAA's revenue comes from ticket sales, and McAvoy said today that they have taken a massive hit. On this week's DL Debate with Brendan Devaney, he will be joined by St Union's Rory Kavanagh, Adrian Logan and Oisin Langan to talk about championship football across Ulster. That's the DL Debate podcast, available online at highlandradio.com and also on air just after the 7 o'clock news this evening. And rugby, Tadhg Furlong has emerged as an injury worry for Ireland's resumption of the Six Nations. The Leinster prop didn't feature in the province's final Pro 14 and the Champions Cup games after struggling with the back injury. Leinster have confirmed today that Furlong has now picked up a calf injury, which will sideline him for a number of weeks. Ireland's Six Nations campaign resumes against Italy on the 24th of October. Finally, in cycling, it was a good day for Donegal riders at the Ulster Hill Climb on Sunday. 18-year-old Kira Kelly from the North Pole Club added the Ulster Junior Hill Climb title to her Ulster 10-mile time trial and provincial road race titles. She is heading to the National Championships in Limerick next weekend in good form. Also at the event was Ronan McLaughlin, the Everesteen world record holder and recent winner of the Donegal Ultra 555, took the elite men's gold medal. He recorded a time of 10:21, and that was some 21 seconds faster than Craig McCauley, who finished in second. And that's it from the sports desk here on Highland for today. We'll have our next bulletin with Miriam Fitzsimons tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the National Youth Council is calling on the government to invest in supports for young people during the pandemic. A new report published today highlights how the COVID-19 pandemic made it more difficult for youth services to engage with at-risk or marginalised young people. NYCI spokesperson Marie-Claire McAleer says the report points to the fact that digital poverty is a real challenge facing young people.
It highlights the challenges of providing digital youth work to engage with young people who are experiencing digital poverty or those who live in rural parts of the country in particular, where connectivity is poor. But it also highlights some of the negative impacts of the pandemic on the lives of young people in relation to their mental health and well-being. During the pandemic, we saw a decline in the number of young people who were at risk or marginalized being able to access those services because there were the face-to-face services that traditionally have been there were not because of lockdown. And there was a reluctance on young people from, you know, at risk to engage online.
Donegal Senator Eileen Flynn has been appointed to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Education, Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. She says she is fully aware of the inequalities within the system with SNA provision, the exclusion of minorities and the increasing cost of higher education among the issues she is highlighting. Senator Flynn says she will be working with schools and organisations in Donegal to improve education opportunities, particularly for those who are disadvantaged.
Hopefully will work closely along with Donegal ETB. I think that would be vital important that we work together to get a Northwest University for young people in Donegal. One other issue that I would love to work on as well is Glenties Secondary School is not recognised as a disadvantaged school. Glenties School was recognised as a disadvantaged school, would get more services and would create an equal opportunity for every child.
And finally, an initial councillor has hit out at what he says is effectively the skilly mark of services at Milltown House in Carndonagh. As new plans for the refurbishment of the centre are considered, Councillor Albert Doherty says a proposal to not restore and support the existing hydrotherapy pool is a cop-out. John Hayes, Chief Officer CH01, also confirmed to Councillor Doherty that an agreement has yet to be reached between the HSE and the Friends of JCM solicitors regarding the future of the centre. Councillor Doherty is calling on both parties to reach an agreement as a matter of urgency.
I am pleading and urging both parties to recommence and try to finalise an agreement, but in an agreement with inclusion and the provision of the hydrotherapy facilities. It was the requirement to replace a dehumidifying unit. There has been pool maintenance over 2 years, but the people, the clients who got most out of it have not had access to it for over 2 years, and this has to change.
Weather now, a dry and bright evening with good sunny spells and just a few isolated showers. A largely dry and clear night also with some patchy cloud and some showers. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are further calls for an all-island approach to tackling COVID-19. There's particular concern around the Derry City and Strabane District Council area where the incident rate continues to rise. The government needs to look at targeted support for businesses in Donegal in light of the fact that Level 3 restrictions are having a devastating impact on the local economy. That's according to the CEO of Letterkenny Chamber. The second victim of a fatal crash in Creeslaw at the start of the month has died. Michael McGinley of Faymore Creeslaw, a passenger, passed away yesterday at Letterkenny University Hospital. And local property tax rates are to remain the same in Donegal. At a meeting today, councillors accepted the recommendation of officials that the rate not be changed. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, September the 28th. The death has taken place of Michael McGinley, Faymore, Creeslaw. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creeslaw on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/ at St Michael's Church, Creeslaw. Family flowers only, donations if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Patsy Martin, 41 Ardnalee Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley funeral directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmineparish.com/webtv. The death has taken place of Rosaline Malloy, Nate Brown, Kilmacalvenny, Burnfoot. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Murr's Church Fawn, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family-only pleas. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. The death has taken place of Sadie Doherty, Ishgahin Muff. Sadie's remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. Funeral Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin Muff, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on ishgahinparish.com. The death has occurred of Pauline McVeigh, Nae McGranahan, 20 Glendale Drive, Glencar, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, with interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con McDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Margaret Hare, late of 8 Rabstown Road, Strabane. Funeral service in Ernie Presbyterian Church tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Ernie Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Woodmount Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or William Key Funeral Director. Due to government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial will be private to family and close friends only. And the death has occurred of David Geoffrey Ball, Glensheen Road, Derry, formerly of Main Street, Letterkenny, County Donegal. Funeral service in Glendermot Church of Ireland Parish Church at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Foyle Hospice, 61 Colmore Road or Glendermot Parish Church, care of the parish office.